Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and it's time for our live local interview. I'm your host, Peter Apathy, and I am in the studio with three special guests today. I have Ruth Underhill. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
Brendan Jones. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Amy Butcher.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, some of these folks' names will be familiar to you and some perhaps not. I'm going to start with you, Ruth. You're here to talk about an upcoming writer's retreat that starts today.
Yes, the Sitka Writer's Retreat will run today through Monday, June 2nd, and we have writers from around the country joining us on Sitka Fine Arts Camp with Brendan Jones and Amy Butcher as our faculty.
Okay, and this is not the first retreat that you've held here in Sitka.
No, this is number four.
Number four.
Yeah, Intimate Creative Writing Retreats on Sitka Fine Arts Campus. And we've been lucky enough to have faculty like Robert Vivian, Rita Banerjee, and now Brendan and Amy.
And this event follows on the heels of kind of a longstanding writers event. Brendan, I'm going to ask you to talk about that one just a little bit. So before we get into Brendan and Amy, who are the faculty for the Writers Retreat this year, a little bit of history for people who have been around.
Yeah, Doric and Carolyn had the Island Institute Symposium, and it just brought some incredible energy, writing energy, to Sitka. And I was a resident. They were kind enough to have me up as a resident. And so Amy and I met through Sitka Fine Arts, and we really wanted to, you know, recreate some of that wonderful kind of artistic energy here in town again with this symposium. And luckily, Tongass Mist and Ruth had a program that was able to make that happen.
Okay, well, I'm going to start now, move to Amy, and ask you a little bit about your background. So you're, again, one of the faculty for this writer's retreat that's happening this weekend.
I am, yeah. And I actually was introduced to Sitka 12 years ago, actually, this summer, as faculty for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, of course, and really have considered Sitka to be my second home over the last decade or so. Elsewhere, I live in Central Ohio, where I serve as an associate professor of English and Creative Writing with Denison University. And then in the summer, try to spend as much time as possible out of the American Midwest and here in Alaska, which is so special to me.
Okay, tell me, Brendan, now about your background a little bit, besides the things you did with the thing with Doric and Carolyn.
Yeah, I came to Sitka in 1997, actually, as VIM, volunteer admission with Sheldon Jackson College.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I was working at the Hatchery, and since then, I was 19 years old, and it felt like home. And I ended up coming back up, thanks to Carolyn and Doric and the Island Institute, and met Amy 12 years ago at Sitka Fine Arts, and the rest is kind of history.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about the agenda that you've got planned for this week.
So we've got 3 days of intensive writing classes and fireside literary chats where we'll talk about things like revision or paths to publication. And the classwork really focuses on kind of using the inspiration of the wild here in Sitka and writing about sort of nature and scene work, but focusing really exclusively on our participants' manuscripts that they've brought with them here to Sitka that they're working on and hoping to get some more tailored intimate feedback on.
So tell me about your participants. You've got people from across the country, you mentioned, and also you just said they're bringing prepared material.
Yeah, so they're coming with manuscripts, and they've introduced work to us beforehand, so we're familiar with what they're trying to accomplish. And then just as far as participants go, we have the Saturday night reading, which is open to all participants throughout town. And that's the fireside reading in the Yale Chapel at 7 o'clock on Saturday Eve.
Ruth, I'll ask you to expand on that a little bit. So you've got this reading planned for Saturday night. And what's your goal? What do you hope to accomplish?
We are so excited to have Sitka attend and listen to reading excerpts by our faculty, Amy and Brendan, and our retreat participants. I may throw a little something in there. And then we have a lineup of local Sitka authors also planning to read from their work. So everyone is welcome. It is an adult events, so anyone 18 and over is welcome to attend, listen to some Sitka writing, and there'll be some refreshments afterwards, plus a little fireplace in the fire going in the fireplace.
Okay, so Sitka certainly has its cohort of artists, mm-hmm. whether they be visual artists, musicians, authors. Who are you? Who do you have on the docket for Saturday night's reading?
Yeah. In Sitka? So we're going to have a reading by Selena Zhao and Ariella Hughes, also Brandon Says, and a few more maybes.
Okay.
Waiting on full yeses. But yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to turn back now to Brendan and Amy. Either one of you can take this. What's your approach to working with these writers who are bringing things to be, you know, to be honed, to be critiqued?
I mean, I think for me, you know, Sitka has proven to be this really influential space that I find a lot of inspiration in. I find that I'm able to reflect a lot more thoroughly here than elsewhere. And I think part of our thought, Brendan and I, is that we love this place so very much and wanting to share this with others. And so the intimate size of this retreat is really going to allow us to work one-on-one with these participants and their manuscripts. They're very different. We have one participant coming with a young adult sort of fantasy novel. We have another individual working on a memoir, another kind of working primarily in fiction and short stories. So this is going to allow us a lot of room to have these really in-depth conversations about writing, about revision, and also kind of sharing in the beauty of Sitka. Part of this retreat is introducing individuals to the beautiful cultural history of Sitka, a lot of the natural trails that we can find here. We're taking a trip out to Goddard Hot Springs, and just trying to immerse people as much as possible in this land and its history and its culture, while also sort of being present in the shaping of their manuscripts.
So that's a wide range of material. So Brendan, I'm going to ask you as a faculty, how do you pivot when someone first hands you a memoir and then someone else hands you a fantasy?
Yeah.
And says, how, you know, what's your approach to assisting with that kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, luckily, we have an amazing memoirist in the faculty, and I...
And that would be
And Amy. That would be Amy, okay. Yeah.
Well, and I was going to say, I mean, Brendan himself is an author of a young adult novel and a novel and does incredible journalism and memoirist writing, so, yeah.
Yeah, I think we'd be able to figure it out between the two of us and Ruth's deep experience. Mm-hmm. And just, it's such a opportunity to work one-on-one with folks and their manuscript. And for better or worse, once you've been through the ringer of publication, you can start to guide people, you know, along that path and give them some energy for their manuscript.
So, Amy, you laughed when you heard that. So the ringer of publication, tell me a little bit more about that.
It's so much rejection, Peter. I mean, you know, I always show my students my publication spreadsheet that's primarily red. You know, for any piece that I've ever had published, there's been 20, 25 rejections. And it doesn't always mean that the work is a bad fit, but maybe it's not, or bad writing, but rather it might be a bad fit for that venue. But I think also, you know, thinking about the shared elements, you asked about the variety in genre. But I think a lot of what we're doing comes back down to strong scene work, thinking about elements of a scene and how they might carry, you know, metaphorical, emotional weight. I think there's a lot of overlap between genre, and that's what we're really hoping to sort of hone here. And also, you know, the larger question of what is the work trying to do and how can we help it do that work perhaps a little more evocatively or efficiently in a way that resonates with an outside reader.
Yeah. So, Ruth, you love writing.
Mm.
Publication is, although maybe something you don't have as much experience with.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So what are you hoping to get out of this personally, not only as the owner of Tongass Mist Writing, but as I imagine you're hoping to get some personal experience out of this as well.
Well, through this year planning this retreat with Amy and Brendan, it's been a privilege to work with them, knowing the great work that they've put out. Alaska Whispers and Amy's recent memoir, Mother Trucker, among a lot more writing. I'm looking forward to learning from their expertise and wisdom. Publication for sure, but also I think just the nuance of writing craft and what it means to write a good story that your readers want to read. That's such an important part of writing.
That's important. It's not just the writing process, but it's reaching your audience and mm-hmm. connecting with your audience.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, we are out of time. We have been speaking with three folks here for the 2025 Sitka Writers Retreat that starts today and goes through Monday. Ruth Underhill's the owner of Tongass Mist Writing and the organizer of this event. Amy Butcher, essayist and author, and Brendan, also an author based right here in Sitka. Thank you so much for coming in. Let's remind folks about the reading that's happening on Saturday night. I'll ask Ruth you to do that.
Yeah, please come join us Saturday night in Yaw Chapel on Sitka Fine Arts Campus for a fireside reading by local Sitka authors and members of this retreat. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, and if folks haven't been in that room, it's a little circular room that surrounds the fireplace.
Magical.
It's a really nice, intimate space.
Really cozy.
Great. Very special.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. You've been listening to the morning interview here on Raven Radio. You'll be able to hear that again on our website later on today. The time is 8:27. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Thanks for tuning in.